CNN News Selection Number 4, Shrinking Chance of Survival.
Let me show you the epicenter of what is the biggest environmental fight of the day. See those two buttes? Those are the Bears Ears, but they are just a tiny piece of this huge fight because Bears Ears National Monument is 1.35 million acres. That is over 2,000 square miles of wild western vistas holding a potential fortune in oil, gas, and uranium underneath tens of thousands of Native American ruins. To folks like Mark Maryboy, these sites are worth more than any mineral. To the Navajo and Hopi, Zuni and Utes, these canyons hold the spirits of loved ones. For generations, Natives sought protection for this land, but it wasn't until the five tribes put aside their differences, rallied the support of rich outdoorsmen like Patagonia founder Yvon Chouinard, and lobbied the feds that they got their wish. Weeks before leaving office, Barack Obama declared Bears Ears off limits to any new drilling or mining, and while some cheered the prospect of a new tourist economy, others saw it as pure tyranny. Phil Lyman is among the Trump supporters who spent the weekend cheering the president's decision to shrink Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument significantly. They point out that the biggest, poorest county in Utah already has four other parks and monuments. They don't want elites using their backyard as a playground. They just want to control their own destiny.
By designating a monument, what you're doing is you're using a tool that will bring hordes of people to a place that is very sensitive. There's nothing that we want to unprotect. There's 13 layers of protection on artifacts, species, and wildlife, and vegetation.
There are loopholes in those rules that you can drive an oil rig through.
Josh Ewing came from Nebraska to climb rocks and fell so hard for the landscapes and history, he formed an advocacy group and is building a visitor center with whatever donations he can raise online. And the head of Patagonia says he's ready for a long legal fight.
We're losing this planet, and we have an evil government. And, you know, not just the federal government, the wacko politicians out of Utah and places. I mean, it's evil. And I'm not going to stand back and just let evil win.
Now, what's his net worth? $1 billion? $2 billion? So you've got Patagonia here, you know, waving the flag of environmentalism while he's just completely exploiting the outdoors for industrialized tourism.
This is your land, but Bears Ears is a reminder that how it is used all comes down to how you vote. Bill Weir, CNN, near Bluff, Utah.